You are listening to Opportunity Detroit, and I'm Ann Thomas. This season, Bedrock and the College for Creative Studies, CCS, they are transforming downtown with Windows on Woodward. This is a festive storefront gallery, and I think everyone is going to love it. Monica Sinclair, adjunct professor at the College for Creative Studies, is with us now to talk more about it, and Levi Mooney. He is an interdisciplinary art and design student at CCS, is also joining us. Thank you for the time today to both of you.
Thank you so much for having us, Ann.
And Levi, I want you to start out, and I want you to tell us, what is your involvement with this project? It sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. I really enjoyed, we were able to do the full kind of process of the project. So we built it from the very ground up. We designed the window displays, and then we pitched them to Bedrock and made sure that they were happy with it. And then we built the displays and installed them. So it was really fun to do the entire process of the project.
It sounds great. Monica Sinclair, tell us about this project. How many displays and how did you get involved through the College for Creative Studies?
Sure. Yes. So the students that were involved in this course, there's a total of 8 of them. And what they did was develop holiday window displays for our city of Detroit for 5 specific retailers. So they developed their initiative, they developed their ideas, and then they went ahead and went through the entire pipeline from pitch to installation. It was really, really a beautiful experience to partner with Bedrock. Because they were incredibly supportive, and the students, they ranged from various disciplines, so from fashion design to interior design to interdisciplinary design and communication design. And it was really beautiful to see them work together, just as we do in industry, to team up and develop creative concepts for the 5 retailers that Bedrock had paired us up with. And the retailers are Bonobos, Born in Detroit, The Lip Bar, Six Salon, and Woodhouse Day Spa. So it really ranged from, fashion apparel to beauty to sportswear to luxury spa. So it was incredibly challenging for them to, dip their heads into different areas, but they loved it. They ate it right up. They were excited and eager and passionate to get the branding right for each brand and really understand the DNA of the brand, and then also tie in the spirit of Detroit, the holiday spirit as well, and their creative input into these installations. So it was really beautiful.
Oh, it sounds awesome. Now, Levi, now I know why you enjoyed this. Did you work on all 5 different stores, or were you assigned to just a couple? How did this play out?
So on our first day, we visited all of the retailers and kind of got a feel for what each store was about and what they really wanted their branding and their display to look like. And then we were able to kind of come together and decide amongst ourselves who was going to work on which window. So it was either 1 or 2 people per window display. And I was lucky enough to work on Bonobos, which is a men's fashion retailer. And I think that everyone kind of wound up working on window that they were super passionate about.
Sure.
So yeah, it worked out really well.
Well, tell us, what does it look like?
So we spoke to Bonobos and they really wanted to highlight their critter sweaters for the season. And there are these really nice sweatshirts that have these little embroidered critters on the front of them. And we really wanted to focus on the textures and the embroidery of this product. So we made these ordered these yarn tapestries for the background of our display, and really wanted to highlight like the fabric and the yarn. And then we made these winter woodland floor pieces to really tie it all together. And so it looks like winter woodland, but with some kind of fun, unexpected textures.
Oh, that's incredible. Now, Monica, I know Levi is on the line, but how did they do? Are you proud of them?
Above and beyond. I am so proud of them in so many ways. They learned some really critical skills that I think will really benefit them in the long run and prepare them for their future creative careers. But, oh my gosh, the thing that stood out to me was the ability to work with, you know, to manage this high-profile project.
Sure.
For thousands to celebrate almost as if it's their gift to the city, thanks to this partnership with Bedrock. But, you know, I really wanted to take a step back and trust them entirely to kind of lead their own process, where I was an anchor to guide them along. But they really, you know, were quite brave in negotiating fabrication costs and, you know, managing client relationships for production, managing their fabrication timelines and developing these really beautiful large scale installations. It was really beautiful to see. But my favorite part of the entire process was watching them contribute to each other's projects, stepping in to help one another to problem solve. It was just, it made me melt. I was so happy.
Yeah, because that's the first thing that kind of struck me here is, in order to do a project like this, the most important thing would be just the whole concept of teamwork, right? I mean, you got to work together and get along and get this done and do it right, because it's such a high-profile project.
Absolutely, and they did that. If there was anyone who was stumped on a setback, they jumped right in. The others jumped right in to help out, last minute problem solving. And that type of teamwork is such an invaluable skill. But the amount of pressure on this project, good, healthy pressure, right?
Sure, right.
It's invaluable in terms of, like, you cannot create this inside of a classroom exactly. Because this is so public facing. So it really pushed them. They were, you know, extremely hardworking, but also enthusiastic and excited. And, you know, we also made sure to have a lot of fun with it. So, you know, I had Christmas music going for this since September, since we started the course.
I love it.
During the lectures, during the their working sessions, and so they've been in the holiday mood since the very, very start of it all.
And Levi, would you agree with Professor Sinclair that you are walking away from this project with some pretty incredible skills?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that the way that the project it is really similar to what it's like to work on a similar project in the career field. So I think it was really interesting to kind of have a class where you're being prepared for an actual real life scenario, and it doesn't really function as a normal class. So it was a lot more freedom and a lot more collaboration and a lot more skill building. And I really enjoyed it.
And are we able to see these windows on Woodward now?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yep, they're all installed and ready.
That's awesome. You know, this is a great example, Monica Sinclair, of what a great school the College for Creative Studies is here in the city of Detroit, a real gem.
Absolutely. It is, it's been an honor to work here and work with the students to take, you know, my creative background and experience, but also to teach them in the classrooms, but also the opportunities that are given to students to showcase their talents outside of the classroom is just such a beautiful thing. And also, it was such an honor to have Bedrock team up with us here at the College for Creative Studies to trust our students to lead these projects, to implement them. And for me, that showed that they cared quite a bit about Detroit's future creative talent and believe in these creatives who will hopefully be continuing to make their mark on our city as we continue to grow. So it's been really wonderful.
Monica Sinclair, adjunct professor at CCS, and Levi Mooney, interdisciplinary art and design student at CCS, both involved in the incredible Windows on Woodward displays. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much for having us.
You are listening to Opportunity Detroit. We'll continue the conversation about Windows on Woodward by checking in with the Bedrock folks in just a few minutes.